All right, boots and salutes. It's the Ben and Jay show, I guess, for the next 10 minutes on Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Ben and Jay, it's sort of like the ice cream. A lot less flavors.
Ben and Jay's.
Ben and Jay's.
The knockoff brand
the knockoff brand ice cream. A lot less flavors and won't make his fat.
That's exactly right.
It's just like the ice cream, except not. Boots and Salutes, 938-0600-800-667-3727. Is there a something on your mind you got to share with the world? Well, here's your chance to do it. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Morning. I've got a great big boot for the city. They're charging me for the blue dumpsters, which I do not use because I take my recyclers to Sarkhan and I get cash for it. Thank you.
Thank you. 938-0600-800-667-3727. Get on the show early, as always, because later in the show, it fills up and you can't get on and... That's no fun.
Doesn't work out. I got a salute this morning, though. I want to salute all the farmers out there that have been going through this really cold and rainy September. And last night on Call for Country, we actually had quite a few of them out there in the fields last night getting back out there for the first time in weeks. So a big salute to all the farmers out there that have been dealing with what has been one of the, I would say, coldest Septembers of late.
And wettest.
There. And wettest. And just not good for farming.
I was going to say, that's not a cool combination.
Not a cool combination at all.
Boots and salutes?
Yes, when you look down south there at that Senate sit and judge there, my goodness, it's sure good to see our justice system completely different. Thanks, Justin Trudeau.
Boots and salutes?
Yeah, good morning. I have kind of like a boot here. I went to a pro-life meeting the other day, I think it was Tuesday at 1:30, and me and another lady went, I don't even know, and her and I were very, very surprised to do it, the flag. Other flags are raised up, except this one was raised half-mast, but we're very surprised there was hardly anybody there. We're lucky if we've seen maybe 12 people that showed up.
Thank you.
But that was my boot.
Thank you. Boots and salutes.
Yeah, I want to boot Ralph Goodale and the Liberals. I wonder how he'd feel if it was his daughter or granddaughter that was brutally murdered and raped. I would like to know what his opinion would be. Thank you.
The CJWW Have Your Say poll. Do you think Saskatoon's farmers market should expand its days and hours and be open 6 days a week?
Why not?
You have three options. Ben apparently votes yes. Do you think Saskatoon's farmers market should expand its days and hours and be open 6 days a week? CJWWradio.com. Three options. Yes, no, I don't go to the farmers market.
It just depends on how many people... Yeah, go to the farmer's market. Is there the market for having it open an extra day?
I like the idea of a 6 days a week farmer's market. My question is, in wintertime specifically, is there going to be enough produce,
yeah,
whatever people are making, baking, growing, all that type of stuff, to make it a sustainable thing 6 days a week, especially in January?
Because if you were working there and it's -100, which is what it gets to in this province, and nobody comes through the doors, then you're going to be upset about it, right?
Now, is -100 with or without the wind chill?
It's probably with the wind chill, because if it's just a flat -100, oh boy.
Boots and salutes.
Ben, the guy was talking about, because when I go to Sarkhan, I don't get any money. You can't take papers there. Sarkhan's for bottles only.
Boots and salutes.
Okay, number one, I got a big boot for the justice system in this country. It sucks, okay? It's pathetic. Number two, I don't hear nothing from the Blades.
What would you like to hear?
Well, the other day they won 8-0, and I don't hear nobody saying nothing about it. Like, are they going to fill the barn or what?
I talked about it earlier this week. We had it on our sports during the weekend, mentioning Kirby Doc, CHL Player of the Week. What more would you like?
Everything. Bring more stuff on about the Junior Hockey League.
Appreciate the call. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the mayor of Saskatoon and all the councilors regarding this garbage pickup. Let them go back to the old system where they had two men, two galvanized bins, and have a barrel to burn your papers once a week, and this problem will be solved.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. Yes, I've got a question there for Mr. Moore and Asquith. Does it get lonely in that parade of one waving that Trudeau flag? Because it sure must.
Boots and salutes. Hi, Boots and salutes. Oh, you hung up too. Well, go over here. Boots and salutes.
Yes, I got a big boot for SaskTel. There's so much static on the phone lots of times, just like it is right now. You can hardly hear anybody. Snap, crackling, and popping all the time. I wish they'd fix it. It's been going on for about 2 weeks now. I know.
Snap, crackle, and pop. Good for cereal.
Yeah, I didn't have cereal this morning, but if I would have, it would have been Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Not so good for telecommunications.
Our off-brand Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Grad sale. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yes, can somebody tell David Suzuki and global warming isn't working this fall? Thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Hey, ho, ho. Those liberals gotta go.
Thank you. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I want to boot the guy that called in yesterday in about First Nation people. Want him to look at what he's saying. First Nations people, we were here. Want him to look in the mirror where he immigrated from. We've been called down since the Europeans got here. Grow up. Let's move on. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it. That's it. That's all.
It's like the fastest 10 minutes of radio.
Yeah.
So how was your Boots and Salutes baptism?
It was good. It's okay. A lot of angry people out there today, though. I think it's because of the weather. It's just sort of throwing us all off and making us a grumpy bunch out there, I guess.
Boots and Salutes. Happy to provide an opportunity to vent.
Yeah, no doubt. It was venting today, that's for sure. But again, I'm going to reiterate a big salute to all of our farmers out there, of course, that are trying to get out there in the fields. I know today maybe an opportunity to get back out there once again. So they've been slugging it, and I know they're looking at the dates and seeing how just it keeps going, and there's not enough warm weather for them. So a salute to all the farmers out there that are trying to get that harvest in the bin.
Good luck, boys.